The success ladder. What does it take to be successful or to lead? Today we examine success and leadership under four key points. 1. Have the right perspective about yourself. This is a key principle we all need to remember. It's worrying to meet someone who looks down on others or who has set himself or herself to be more than they actually are. We all need a dose of humility, leaders and followers alike. The starting point of humility is to have the right perspective about yourself. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples because he knew that God had entrusted all things into his hands. John chapter 13, verses 1 to 5. Truly humble people are comfortable and content with themselves and do not think of themselves more highly than they ought to. This does not, however, mean that we should not aspire for greatness. 2. Have the right perspective of others. Destiny or a twist of fate can put your subordinates in your place and they in yours. Let's be nice to people on the way up. In 1997 in Ghana, Mr. John Mahama was the Deputy Minister for Communication and Mr. Spiro Gabra was Minister for Communication. Fast forward to 2014, Mr. John Mahama was President of Ghana and Mr. Spiro Gabra was Minister for Trade and Industry in Mahama's government. In addition, think about this. How many times have you patronized a product or service because someone you know recommended it to you? The power of a recommendation from someone can catapult a person from the back to the front. Joseph was brought from the prison because the king's cupbearer recommended him to the king. 3. Have the right perspective of success. Success is achieved within the community, and the ladder of success can be climbed together with others. There are many African proverbs that illustrate this. I am because you are, and because you are, therefore I am. That's the Ubuntu philosophy of the Zulus. Another proverb says, it takes a community to raise children. And yet another says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go with others. Always remember that the sky is big enough for a lot of birds to fly in it, and big enough for a lot of stars to shine in it. Have the right perspective of God. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. Psalms 75, verses 6 to 7. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. James chapter 4, verse 10. If you forget the role God plays, you can become a bootlicker, trying to get your way up with flattery. All the very best in your journey to the top. Our scripture today for thoughts has been Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Shalom.